Ladies and gentlemen, friends, former teachers, all right, we're going to begin this second half of presentation. I'd like to begin by asking, did we do the assignment? How many of us have done the assignment? Jonathan, did you have the assignment?
If you could clarify what assignment.
The assignment was how many breaths did we take in a lifetime?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you did? Okay, great. So, now, why did you do it?
Because it made me conscious of my subconscious. So, like, even though breathing is a very visual thing that I do, it made me aware that there is something in the background that regulates itself and that I should be aware of it. It's just, Dr. Loeb said, you know, sitting on this feeling, our presence, I guess.
Great. Wonderful.
When I read the question, I just don't know how to answer. So it makes me really think deeply, what is it about? So it makes my, just like Jonathan said, I have to really think and then try to understand what does it mean.
That's magnificent. I actually did the exercise too, and I was kind of boring Obama's statement. Whether I should disclose my answer and share it with you, but that's evolving. We'll talk about it as my presentation progresses, okay? Now, can I have slide 2, please? How to open our mind. Another way of expressing it, how do we broaden our horizon? Let's go to the next slide, please. The meaning and value of our life. Okay, Buddhism, well, I think Sing has already defined it earlier on. Buddhism is actually an evolving human consciousness. Now, consciousness is not, in medical language, the alertness, okay? It's consciousness, so let's not get those two terms confused. It's just like the way Jingxing was saying earlier on, definition, okay? So, in a lot of our daily activities, daily concerns, we said consciousness, we meant just alertness. This is consciousness, okay, in a different meaning. Including religion, I like to put science before metaphysics and philosophy. And what this all sums up to is the meaning of life. Now the next slide, enlightenment. That's what we are all trying to achieve in this series of seminars, is embracing this knowledge in totality and living our life wisely to its highest value, the value of life. I guess, well, you know, in all religion, this is what we're talking about. Okay? Again, the meaning of life and the value of life. Can we go to the next slide, please? Now, what is metaphysics? I think what we had gone through in the previous lectures. Metaphysics is beyond physics, beyond form. The branch of philosophy concerned with the study of the nature of beings, existence, time, and space, and causality. Okay? Let this sing in again. The branch of philosophy concerned with the study of the nature of beings, existence, time and space, and causality. Now, can we think of anything more encompassing than this? I don't think so. Right? Next slide, please. Okay, we ask a lot of questions. And some of them are very important. In universities, before we enter, we always have prerequisites. That's what the university plays on us, okay? I like to change that term slightly to foundation. Do we have the foundation to the big questions that we ask? Well, that was posed. Right? I cannot ask a primary school student to do calculus. So we have to build on our foundation, and that's exactly what Jingxing was saying earlier on. You have to go from grade 1, grade 2, and gradually build it up. Otherwise, you can ask the biggest question on quantum physics. If you haven't even done basic physics, you're not going to be able to understand the answers. So that, I believe, is what prerequisite or foundation is all about. So next slide, please. All right, so let's start. When the baby was born, it was a clean slate. It was basically black. Nothing. Right? Actually, this is a very stuffy lecture, by the way, to everyone. It's going to be very stuffy, especially for the new people.
Now, I'm going to have to ask you for your participation, okay? So now, we can, because the soul study is going to be about nothing and goes nowhere. And it takes no time. I repeat. Okay, it's a very stuffy lecture that talks about nothing, goes nowhere, and takes no time. So we can all participate together. It will be very fast, okay? And I'm sure we'll be leaving before 4:30 if we participate. Alright? Now, baby is basically a clean slate. Nothing. Now, in this baby, we can see, the baby is kind of seeing, and probably thinking too. Alright, next slide please. Now, when the baby was getting bigger, money is no issues to the baby. The baby hasn't even learned the value of money. It's just a piece of paper, right? But he's beginning to get an idea of what things are. The next slide, please. All right, then we learn mathematics. 1, 2, 3. We start knowing how to count. 1, 2, 3. Ah, sorry, I have 5 fingers. She has 10, so she's more advanced than me. Next one, please. Now, that is at least the mathematics I hope I can understand, right? I hope all of us can. Okay, sorry. That's beyond my scope. Alright? So, now, numbers are interesting, and I like to kind of keep going, okay? Now, let's go to something that I can understand, because my math isn't good, so I become a doctor. Now, one dimension, linear, one dimension. On one side is unit, the middle is increment, in the log 10, and digits. Now, is anybody who doesn't understand log 10, digits, and units? Great. Alright? Okay, no, he's a PhD and he doesn't understand it. Alright. So, just an addendum. That number on the lower right-hand side is the fly number.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We have fly number now. So we're on fly number 10. Okay. Now, thank you. We start with 10, which is 2 digits. That becomes 100, 3. Now that's still linear, isn't it? Right? Then we go to thousands, which has 4. Millions, 7. Can we have the next slide, please? Okay, so now, ignore the first 4 lines, we've gone through it. We add billions. Warren Buffett, that type of people, right? They know how to count billions. Now, then we add one more, trillions, American deficit. Alright? Thank you. Now, quadrillion. What is it? Scrooge, right? Scrooge? Yeah, here's a quadrillion there, right? Okay. Then we have gazillion. Now, I'm going to ask Jonathan a question, okay? He's in business. Jonathan, did all the banks together have enough money like a quadrillion? Is that more than all the banks in Canada have together?
Yeah, that's more than all the banks. Quadrillion.
Okay, so it's a huge number. We still have a concept of what that is, because we have heard about quadrillion and all that in our vocabulary. Now, down below, okay, so we have zillion, zillion, and gazillion. These are all just names, isn't it? They aren't anything. And when the Arabs gave us number system, it's so much easier, isn't it? All right, let's go to the next slide, please. Actually, let's look at the last slide. If we add another 3 zeros to it, that's 22 digits, by the way. If you don't want to count it, take out wood. It's 22 digits. Now, isn't that close to infinity, or is it infinity? Does it mean anything to us? Can we call that infinity? I see someone nodding shaking their head. Good work. But if we talk to Joe Blow on the streets, that probably is infinity, isn't it? No, that's wrong, Dr. Boyd. Joe Blow on the street don't even know what infinity means.
I think 10 to the power of 22 or more, there is a name for that.
Yeah, there is, actually. You are good. Okay, well, you are ahead of me a few slides. Okay, but for a lot of people, I think we call it that closer to infinity, isn't it? Right? Okay, now, two-dimensional, okay? Wide, height, and width. Alright, so we start with 10. So it's 100, 2 zeros, 3 digits. 10,000, 5 digits. Okay. Now we're going by squares, right? Okay. Then the next one, 100 million, 9 digits. Go to the bottom line, we have very close to what we were. 17 digits, okay? Now next one. If we double it, it's 33 digits. So what's infinity in this case? Bigger than what it was previously, wasn't it? So if Joe Blow on the street defined it as infinity, and Joe Blow here say infinity is 33 digits. Excuse me, that term is confusing. We haven't defined infinity yet, have we? Okay, let's go back to Jin Xing's earlier lecture. Okay, define the terms. Okay, next, please. Now, answer Jonathan's question, actually. Your right side, on the green box, it says short scale. Actually, U.S. and modern British had already defined some of the names. Now, we start with 10 to the power 6. I think we all know what 10 to the power 6 means. That's at least 6 digits, actually 7. So that's million. Line 2, irrelevant, we don't use it. Okay, we add 3 zeros to the back, becomes billion. Another 3 zeros, trillion. Another one, quadrillion, quintillion, septillion. Okay, now, when we do this every 3, or add 3 more zeros, we actually can go ahead and increase it a bit, and a bit. Now let's go to the next slide, please. By the way, this is already, okay, septillion is already beyond the first set of slides that we talked about, which we end at 10 to the 22nd power, right? Okay, we can actually go to octillion, nonillion, and decillion. Now these are actually defined in the British and the American scale. So these are actually numbers that they have a word for. They have a name for it. Right. Now the name is important because it's easier for us to understand. It's a label. Next one, please. So undecillion. Wow, decillion, undecillion. It's not different actually. It's just 3 more zeros. Next one, please. So we have dodecillion. Next one, please. Tridecillion. Next one, please. Okay. Then we have quadrillion, then quintillion, septillion, septazillion, octodecillion, and novazillion. That's 22 operations later. We're at 10 to the 60th power. That means it's 61 digits. It's way beyond what we had earlier. Okay. Now, is this infinity yet? No. No. Yeah, no, it's not yet, right? Okay, one more slide, please. Okay, then there is vingtillion, and I think there's still one more. Centillion,